Hi, welcome back to Fun Cut Friday.
That originally sounded like a news reporter.
Hi. And welcome back. The Dow Jones Industrial is up 15 points.
Sports are playing and weather is falling.
It's going to be crazy on the East Coast. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, from you.
It's all over my feed because I'm still so tapped into the East Coast life.
Well, sleepover was last night and Arisha was talking to her mom and her mom's like, we're going to get 300 feet of snow. And then her brother's like, we're not going to get any snow. I'm like, what's the real story here?
Well, and that's the thing about Maryland, and particularly when they're predicting weather, It's they never know. And it's the joke where that's got to be the easiest job because you get to be right all, or you get to be wrong all the time, and you still keep your job.
Well, isn't that the case with any weather?
No, it's very specific to Maryland.
Oh, it's only Maryland?
East Coast. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Maryland only is where all the crabs are.
Oh, the good crabs.
Uh-huh.
You guys, if you're from Maryland and listening.
Oh, God. Don't reach out because I can't hear about another person from Maryland.
Brooke drags me because I have taste when it comes to crabs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll go to what's considered a crab shack out here. And a crab shack out here is just a place where they give you a bunch of crab legs.
Uh-huh.
Versus in Maryland, you get literally full crabs and blue crab, which is so much better than any other kind of crab.
I mean, just because you guys love to look an animal directly in its eyes before you shove it down your fucking gullets doesn't make it better crab.
Once we get Brooke to Maryland,
we're gonna I'm not allowed to go to Maryland. Arisha refuses to allow me in that state.
For the 1 billionth time,
mm-hmm.
I tried to get us to go to the convention for podcasters that was in D.C.
So I'm allowed to go there if it's for work and we're nowhere near her family.
No, but then we obviously would have gone and seen my family. We're right next door, basically.
Listen.
You just didn't want to travel there. You were like, I'm not going when I'm not getting paid.
We would have had to pay for it ourselves.
Yeah,
Wondery was like, hey, why don't you guys just go on ahead and fuck yourselves?
No, it's one of those things where we would have gotten paid in experience.
Oh, good. That's what I need. More experiences.
Yeah, it's keeping the lights on, I hope.
Anyway, speaking of Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, we got to get into that. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to like, because this is the dilemma now we've encountered finally on episode 3 of Fun Cut Friday, is that we don't know if this is going to be news next week.
Right.
We don't know if it's going to come out. So we're like, well, should we just talk about it on Fun Cut Friday? And then, oh, what we're going to do, since we are going to talk about it, because we don't want to put the ends, it ends with us stuff behind a paywall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're going to make this episode free. So if you're hearing this, hey, what's up?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. So this is on the free feed to give everybody a preview of what Fun Cut Friday is.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone, I guess, who is hearing this for the first time, these episodes are fully uncut. We just sit here in the same room.
Yes.
I'm in a bed. Arisha's in a chair.
Yeah, it's torture.
Like, she's my wet nurse.
What? My comparison was way better and more appropriate.
Yours is fucked up in a time we shouldn't be thinking about.
Versus a black woman being a wet nurse to a white woman?
What does that have to do with it?
I was literally in a play in that scenario.
Okay.
Because that's what they would do, is they would take pregnant women that had just given babies and make them be wet nurses for white women who had had babies.
There are wet nurses today. That's still a thing.
I don't know that it is. It's where you breastfeed from
somebody
else.
Okay, you're my mid... What? That's what a wet nurse is?
Yes!
I did not know that's what a wet nurse was.
I didn't think you did. I was like, wait, she wouldn't be wanting any of this. What did you think it was?
Wait, so you'd be breastfeeding my child for me?
Yeah.
You'd be breastfeeding Lola?
That's what I did in a play. I breastfed a dog. Just kidding. But I did breastfeed a baby.
A fake baby. A fake baby.
Oh my
God. And this was when? Was this at school?
Yep. Fifth grade. We had really adult productions in the fifth grade.
No, when was this for real though?
This was, I don't know. I really don't
Were
know.
Were you in a school of any sort?
No. This was as an adult, a young adult. I was in Maryland because it was with the Colonial Players. Hi. Nobody from them listening. Is listening. But yeah. And I remember I was like, I was worried I'd just gotten cast because I was probably the only person of color who had auditioned for the role. And it was a black woman role because it was like a race thing.
Yeah.
And so then I got in my head. And then it was one of those things right before we performed, like a couple of weeks, like during tech rehearsal, something came over me and I like really got into the role. Mm-hmm. And even the director was like, yes, yes, yes.
Wait, is that that news article you have hanging on your wall about how actor in play breastfeeds full audience because she's too in character?
I can't believe for even a split second I thought you were being serious, because I was like, I do have an article about it somewhere, but I didn't think it was on my wall. You stupid idiot.
Okay, well, yeah, I did not know that's what a wet nurse was. Yeah, I meant like my bedside nurse.
Oh,
I'm like, why is she being so weird about this?
Well, I was like, why would she ever want that over what I said? They're basically not like, mine is way better. Mine is what you were saying.
They don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So Brooke's in this bed. And she's like, oh, no, I forgot my chapstick. And oh, no, I forgot to take Lola's collar off.
Because I have to sit. I have a laundry basket on my lap. Upside down, and my mic is sitting on it.
This is really true, like, high-tech system.
It really, truly is. Well,
it's a folded-down laundry basket, though.
Do you still have that picture? That picture, because we can post it on Patreon.
Remind me.
But, so I have to, like, once I'm locked in here, and my computer's plugged in, my mic's plugged into the computer, and I'm like, I can't get out. I could, but it would just be a lot. So, Arisha's like...
So she's asking me to do all these things, and then I get over here, and I comment that... her plant had lost a couple of leaves and she spiraled.
I did not spiral.
She was like, well, that's why the Christmas tree is still up and I have to put it where the Christmas tree is and it's out there and everybody walks by it and punches it and it's awful.
Everyone does. This poor plant. Everyone bumps into it like they can't, they don't have eyes.
By everyone, she means probably Ross and me and her parents.
No, I don't think my parents bump into it.
Oh my God. So does Ross and me.
But also when we throw Lola's balls down the hall, sometimes we hit the plant and I just feel so bad. Like, it's such a pretty plant and it's losing all of its leaves.
Yeah. So she wanted me to put it in front of the window. And so I'm putting it.
This sounds psychotic.
And I'm like putting it up. She's like, careful, the leaves. Because they were like bumping. She's like, the sound panels. And I was like, I'm sorry, Your Highness. And it just felt like those movies where like the servant comes in. And it's like, All right, mistress, please, are you going to get out of bed today? She's like, no, move my plant.
And bring me my smelling salts.
Exactly.
But yeah, thanks for doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck were we even talking about?
Well, we're saying
we're telling them what the show is. And there you have it. Uncut.
Case in point.
Yeah. So we get together on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And...
because we have sleepovers on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So Brooke comes over to my place on Thursdays. Then we both come over here Fridays.
Yeah. So we just record and then we upload whatever we record. And it's chaotic, but I think it's fun.
Yeah.
So now everyone gets a little preview of it. And if you want to sign up for it, it's on Patreon every Friday.
I actually forgot we were recording.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, just when we're in the weeds of telling this story. Like, I just forgot.
Literally in the weeds.
Oh, my God.
The plant. Yeah.
Pun.
And we're on weed.
Right.
We've consumed it.
Right.
I know it's probably hard to tell.
Yeah, it is hard to tell.
But we also on this, we want to like do some pop culture. So we're going to talk about the, because we're like, we don't know if it's going to be relevant next week.
It's got to be relevant next week.
But everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it. We got to stay with the trends. But this is like a loose discussion about it because we haven't done a bunch of research like we typically would.
And obviously what we're talking about is Kelly Clarkson's show ending.
Yeah.
The biggest news of the whole week.
That reminds me, we didn't do our burn book quickies.
I know. Well, we were running late. Because I had therapy in 2 minutes.
Oh, right. Okay. How do we want to get into this? So, babe, wake up. New text just dropped.
That's it. We got into it.
All right. Perfect. Well, let's talk about these emails, because these were funny. Not funny, but like...
all text messages.
I thought they were emails.
That's what's weird. Is there, are you talking about like, hey, just checking in, I have no reason to ask, but I don't know, I've been feeling.
No, that's the ones to Taylor, but they emailed people to watch the movie.
Oh, right. Did like Matt Damon that? And Lucy.
Who's Damon. Lucy? Oh.
And Ben Affleck. And Bradley Cooper, I think.
Yeah. The one to Ben Affleck was just like.
I haven't seen those emails, actually.
Well, I'm going to tell you about them right now when I find them. Okay.
Okay.
So the first one is to Matt and Lucy Damon. This is Ryan's message. He's like, hey, Matt and Lucy, if the offer is still open to watch, we'd love to get your well-earned POV. This movie has been one of the all-time zingers on and off set. One day we'll make a movie about the movie.
Oh, I did see this.
We can't wait to tell you all about it. The stories are already finding their place in the pantheon of legendary Hollywood insanity. We're about to be off for at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years, maybe forever. Let's play pickleball and let's hope it's forever.
I got a lot of thoughts about this. Do people really text like that or email like that? Talk like that?
Probably.
The thing is, pantheon is a word my dad has used. Because okay. You know how he uses absurd words that nobody else uses.
Yeah.
And it sounds, it's just like, okay, that my dad uses words like that. But when somebody like Ryan Reynolds uses words like that.
Pantheon is has made its way into pop culture. It's like the Mount Rushmore. Like, what's the pantheon of...
I know, but do people write that in messages to each other?
Probably.
Have we ever, in regular chit-chat conversation, used the word pantheon?
We're doing it right now.
Because we're talking about it.
And we're fun cut. Okay. What does it
have to do with... Oh, you're saying we can't get out of this? That we're all going to hear this?
No.
What are you saying?
I don't know what the fuck I was saying, to be really honest with you. But then... Blake decides to send a follow-up email, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she's like, Blake here, adding more zeros to the pressure. Thank you for even considering. And it's not a bad movie, so who knows? You may just enjoy some of it. Be warned, it covers domestic violence. Oh, thanks for telling somebody that.
You know what? I think we need to do a little experiment.
With what?
I'm going to read these emails.
What?
Because of how you're reading them with intent.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying.
I can also read them without intent. We don't need to just swoop in wearing a cape.
We do. Anything to be like a superhero.
Okay.
All right. Read them without context.
So just want to make sure you know. Okay. This movie nearly killed me. The director, co-star, producer, financier, head of the studio. Yes, all one person. Had zero experience. But the good news is.
Kill you. I swear to God.
I mean, I'm sorry. Do these people want a production?
Yes. Do you not understand that's what they want?
Just let me cook.
All right. I'm just trying to be like the Key and Peele sketch. Have a good day.
I think we know how this was meant.
Do we?
No. Willis snoring. Okay. Yes, he's all one person, blah, blah, blah. Had zero experience, but the good news is he also has no taste and an enormous ego, but only because he's in a cult and believes he's our century's prophet. What's that about?
I know. I saw a couple of cult references, and I'm wondering what cult is he alleged to be a part of?
I don't know, but I don't know that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds need to be talking about other people's cults. They're in their own cult.
A cult of two or like an actual cult?
Well, a cult of two and whoever else they force to...
Yeah.
Be in it. Country's prophet. I wish even one of those things were hyperbole. Anyway, juicy stuff. I told him on day one, after so much shit had already gone down, I don't need anything from you. What I didn't anticipate was having to do everything in this movie. I rewrote the entire script. Okay, but no one asked you to. I directed every actor. The DP was coming to me when he couldn't get anything from him, so way too often. Then after all this, Justin wouldn't bring me into the edit. He had no idea what he had because he didn't author any of it. They gave me 10 days to scrap together an edit to complete with an edit. Oh, to compete with an edit he's been making since July. And Ben and Lucy, or Matt and Lucy were like, nice to hear from you guys. Like, she's just like giving him so much information. I guess they're best friends, though.
Are they?
Well, Matt and... Oh, wait, no, this is Ryan. Why do I have Ben in my head? Because he's next.
I know. She also told Ben to show it to his wife and kids, which would have been
kids. Are you sure? I'm at the Ben email right now.
One of them said to show your kids too, and I was like, really?
So Ben said to, oh no, I'm sorry. Blake said to Ben, Ben, it's Blake. Don't hang up. I hope life is treating you beautifully. How's Lisa Barlow doing? I heard she's been going through a tough time.
She did not say that. I'm so glad I was watching you because you were looking for my reaction to it. Because I was like, first time I was like, oh my God, she is in touch with the culture. But I was like, wait, this is happening right now. And this was from a year ago.
Ryan was going on and on about you recently amongst all the chaos. So now you have a Canadian fan club in my house and a Burbank one too. Are they down the street?
No, because she's from Burbank.
Do people say I'm from Burbank? Or did they just say I'm from LA?
She's from Oakland.
Oakland?
I don't know. I just remember she posted something where she was like LA girl with an Oakland booty.
I was just thinking about that song.
Really?
Yeah. That's I was going to quote it, but I didn't know what the exact lyric was. So I was just,
I
but
think
then
it's
you did.
That because people got mad at her because they're like, you're pretending to be black or something.
Right. And if that is what she's pretending, does she have an Oakland booty? I don't look at Blake Lively and go.
In that dress she did.
What dress?
From the picture.
Oh, okay.
It was like a mermaid.
Okay, Burbank would do. I'm writing with zero pressure ask. I've just come out the other side of the most upsetting experience. I didn't mean to laugh there. That I ever had in a movie. The making of the doc of this film would be way more interesting. Here they are again pushing this movie about the movie.
They're already, yeah.
That's what they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
They're only emailing producer actors.
I was going to say they
directors.
Want Ben and Matt to produce it.
Yes.
Get the Good Will Hunting production yes. team back together.
Wow. And they want Jennifer to do all the glam bots.
Yep, that's what they want.
Wow. Yeah, that's what the intent of this was. They don't care
we'll
if they
keep reading.
Watch. Okay. I'm just trying to find my spot. I was trying to vamp while I found my spot. Okay, it'd be way more interesting than the movie ever could be. It's like if Wild Wild Country, Fyre Festival, and Going Clear had a baby with The Room. I don't think three people can have a baby. But okay. Four people. I ended up rewriting and restructuring the entire script. I also ended up having to direct the movie via the chaotic clown director, actor, producer, financier, studio head at the center. Yes, that's all the same person. There's this classic line. Oh, and did I mention he and everyone he had on the movie is in a cult? I didn't read this full one.
I'm surprised.
Well, I got to the J-Lo part somehow, but I don't remember this. If I would have just formally directed it, it would have been much easier. But having to troubleshoot through this, through his taste, ego, and pre-existing decisions made it so difficult. And it's not even touching on any of the wild HR issues and beyond. You can literally text me a voice memo. So you don't have to formally write any thoughts. If your wife or kids, oh, there you go, are around, yeah. I'd love their opinion also. FYI, it does cover DVD, so I think she meant DV.
Domestic violence disorder.
That's true. A real thing?
No.
Arisha. Is it a typo?
I don't know. Or maybe she meant DVDs and their downfall in our industry.
I would hate for your children to see old school means of technology. So no one's caught off guard, especially your children, who I just suggested watch this film about DV.
Did she say that?
No. I'm such a fan of Jennifer's. I've told her as much every time I've met her, and it would be an honor if she would just look me in the eye one time.
Stop it.
No, it would be an honor to have her take.
It was crazy because I thought that was Jennifer Garner, and I was like... Why would she call him his wife? What if they're calling each other husband and wife behind the scenes? And then I realized he was talking about J-Lo.
Who's calling each other husband and wife? Ben and Jen number one?
Yeah.
Or two? Two. Jen Garner's two.
Is J-Lo one and three or just one?
I guess one and three.
That's just like...
That's the way they do it with presidents.
The presidents, yeah. Okay.
So now what do we got to talk about? The text between Taylor...
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've really gotten to the crux of what they're emailing people about. That's why. Did
you
I say the wrong
to
word?
Have that movie?
You're looking at me weird.
No, I'm thinking that's what you think that's what this is all about? At what? The heart of it? You think that's just why they were messaging
them? I think that they were messaging them not to necessarily get their thoughts on a movie that's already financed and made, but to let them know, hey, look at all this work we done. Mm. Look at all this work we done. We done did.
We done did.
No, look at all this work that we've done. I'm now a writer, producer, director, blah, 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 blah. And the documentary about this film mm-hmm. would be even juicier.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. They're pushing it too much. They're typing up the action too much.
Well, that's the only time I see it.
What do you mean?
Just in those texts from that day. I haven't seen anything else, any other texts about it. And I've been reading them all. Here's what I was going to say that you forced me not to say until you said save it for the pod when I texted you.
That was about Vicki Beckham.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Well, I've changed my mind about this one, too.
What do you mean?
So reading the text between Blake and Taylor, I don't know if we should get into them because we're already at 22 minutes.
Who cares? All we have to do is upload it. Who cares how long it is?
So this might be longer, guys. This will be.
You always say that. And I'm like, who cares?
I don't know. They told us that if you have an episode longer than 45 minutes, your listeners will literally stab you and unsubscribe. You have to decide which is worse.
It's unsubscribing.
Obviously. Okay. So reading the text between Blake and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I was like, and then reading the comments about how you talk with your best friend. So, like, if you are coming to me, because, like, we know, especially in this industry, every industry has shady, shitty people in it,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a voice memo I recently shared where somebody was talking about something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, that's somebody who this person has, they do not get along at all with.
Mm-hmm.
And this person's, the things that this person has done to this person have upset them.
Uh-huh.
So I'll support that.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily would want, I mean, I haven't like had these kinds of conversations, but I just, this is why I hate Fun Cut Friday. This is what I was saying. I was like, this is if I'm high and also trying to think, it's not a good combination.
Maybe just leave out the parts about your stupid friend no one knows.
I just think, like, if you were to come to me, like, as best friends, and you were like, this guy at Wondery is, like, a creep, and I'm not comfortable with him. He's done all of these things.
Yeah.
I would be like, fuck him. He's a clown. Yes. I love, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? So reading all of these in that context, I'm like, none of this seems inflammatory.
Well,
maybe the stuff Blake's saying, but I don't think Taylor...
I don't think anything Taylor said was inflammatory. Should we read those?
Oh, yeah. I guess we should read them. Okay.
Do you have them up? I have some from some that are here.
The whole dissertation.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think.
People are sick of me reading, so it's your turn. Let's hear the lack of intent.
Well, the first one in this thing is the initial message. Should I read the, hey, just checking in? I have no reason to ask.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all seen that. Okay.
So we don't need it?
Takes a huge fucking hit. All right. So this is from Blake to Taylor. Hey, just checking in. I have no reason to ask, but I don't know. I've been feeling like I should. Is everything okay? I felt like a bad friend lately because I was such a sad sack who only talked about my own shit for months. You were generous to not only be the key person there for me during all of it, but also to let me off the hook for being so in it. But I still have a feeling something may not be right. I told Ryan. He said to just ask you.
These two need to shut their fucking mouths. Why are they constantly bringing each other into everything? That's where I'm annoyed. Go ahead. But it's like, come on, shut up. Who cares that you told Ryan?
But I felt so stupid and like it sounded needy and awkward for everyone, especially because I can't explain why I have this feeling. And you know I have toxic masculinity, so I can't be needy. Melty face emoji. But also, I do want to know anything is good. Oh, I do want to know everything is good, so I'm asking. I always want the opportunity to be a better friend. If there's something I unintentionally did.
Yeah.
I know how busy and taxed you are, physically, emotionally, practically, sexually, so I don't expect any more from you ever.
Arisha, we're going to get sued. You have to make sure it's clear.
Wait, what if I got added to this affidavit and they took my text messages? Okay, obviously she didn't say the practically part. Just kidding. Okay, I'll say it for real. Lawyers, stand down. I know how busy and taxed you are, physically, emotionally, practically. So I don't expect any more from you ever. Just want to make sure all is good. And then three red heart emojis. Mm-hmm. Taylor replies the same day, an hour and a half later. Mm-hmm. An hour and 32 minutes later.
Okay.
In case that means something at some point.
Do you think that's anything?
I don't know. Swifties are able to find meaning in a gum wrapper that she throws away. So I genuinely don't know. But crazy.
Well, 1, 3, 2. She was born on the 13th. They're two friends. See, I'm telling you, there's meaning everywhere.
Okay, so Taylor replied and said, no, you're not wrong. But it's also not a big deal. I think I'm just exhausted in every avenue of my life. And in recent months, it had been feeling a little bit of a shift in the way you talk to me. Yes, there has been a lot of the Justin stuff, but I've been through these things, through things like this before, and I know how all-consuming it is. It's more like, and I feel really bad saying anything about this because your texts have been so nice in their intent, but your last few, it's, I'm pausing every time there's a dot, 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 in case that's not
clear.
Thank
you.
Yeah. It's felt like I was reading a mass corporate email sent to 200 employees. You said the word we like 18 times.
Exactly. That's because they talk like they're one person.
Her and Ryan.
They sound like the show Pluribus.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's really good. You should watch it.
I can't watch depressing things.
It's not depressing. It's good.
Okay. And it feels awful to be in any way critical of any way you process what you've been going through it. But I just kind of miss my funny, dark, normal speaking friend who talks to me as herself, not like a plural unit. When it's a group I'm hearing from, I feel distanced from you even more than we are geographically. And I know you feel attacked from all sides for ridiculous reasons, so you're feeling like you have to overly explain things, to be overly nice or whatever. But it's me. Oh my God, my stomach is growling.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But it's me. That's just caused a little distance. Then it says redacted, non-responsive, redacted, non-responsive.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I do not know. Oh, you know what I wonder if it means? I wonder if, because these are texts. Mm-hmm. So you know sometimes when you send like a long text, texts come in from the person you're texting before mm-hmm. you've sent your text. So then it looks like it's kind of out of order.
I guess.
So maybe she's like, or she's replying as she's reading it.
That's
she's like,
annoying.
Oh my God, thank you.
And that's like, annoying.
Well, I don't know if that's it.
It's annoying.
It's a guess.
She
I don't
can't
know.
Do that any ever again. It's annoying.
Anyway, end of Taylor's text. And you don't need to apologize. Just come back, please. Prayer emoji. Then she says, I'm heading out to my show. I hear Arisha's going to be in the crowd.
I hope she buys a sweatshirt and wears it every single day.
Joke's on her. I bought that sweatshirt on her website the day after at 70% off.
Wow.
Got him. I got to take a sip of my water.
Okay.
And there's ice in it.
Oh, geez.
I feel like I'm going to pass out. I'm so hungry.
Okay. Is that basically it? Or what's the new stuff?
This is the next email.
Okay, well, I can tell you're trying to like perform them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
You said these are performances.
But I can tell you're like, I wish you'd come back. Prayer hands emoji.
Yeah, I have to counter the shit you read where it was all mean girly. Now she's just so empathetic and wonderful.
Wow.
It's all about balance. I'm a Libra.
Yeah, I guess Libras are fake ass fucks because I know you don't love Blake Lively.
Ah! Okay. All right. Let me read. This is Blake's replies. Dear valued customer, thank you for your feedback. We at headquarters are reviewing your concerns and we'll get back to you in a timely manner.
That's funny. That is funny.
She might have a sense of humor.
I think she does have a sense of humor.
I do,
sure.
too.
I think she's using it for evil.
Exactly. For real, though, you're right. I literally deleted the awful thing.
Lola's had enough.
Was there a squirrel?
She's
there?
Like, read these goddamn texts faster than this.
I'm trying.
Then she's pawing at the window to get out.
Okay. For real, though, you're right. I literally deleted the awful thing I was going to end that bit with because I've become digitally paranoid. And I don't know if you experienced that with phone calls after what happened to you. But after the thousands of text messages that weren't meant for me that I've been reading, I've internalized that everything digital may be public. I say that knowing it's irrational, but my brain can't accept rationale here. So yeah, I've been texting like I'm writing, not like me talking. I didn't realize that until you pointed it out, but I see it. On top of that, I'm overpackaging simple things because I felt so I deeply misunderstood that I don't trust my judgment of myself anymore. That sounds over the top, but it's true. This fucking guy and what he did to me gave me an identity crisis, legitimately. The thing that spooked me most in all of this, though, wasn't the bad guys being bad guys. It was the good guys, my lifelong friends, allies to women, who quietly dipped. And so I'm probably being over the top with my friends who stayed because I've never felt more alone. The track is very violent heavy. I hate it. Point is, I'm being a stupid paranoid weirdo and felt it, but didn't know where or how or when. So thank you for telling me and for saying I don't need to apologize and for not making it a big deal. But I am sorry to you. And I'm sorry to me and to our kids. Fuck that guy and fuck his whole gaggle of supervillains. You've got enough on you. You don't need to write back to all this. Just letting you know I see it now. And thank you. I'm excited for you to be done with the suitcases, constant sinus infections, torn up kneecaps, and rabid fans like Arisha's sister-in-law.
Oh my God. Oh, your sister-in-law. Wow.
So close. Your submission will be processed shortly. We thank you again for your patronage. Blakel Inc. Ryan Reynolds. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's true.
In my logic mind, I was like, that's not Blakel, but I was so annoyed by their.
I know.
I'm like, oh God, it is that.
Okay, so Taylor replied to this. First paragraph took me out, in all caps, she said. And she said, Blake said, if only I had sent you the unplugged version skeleton emoji. Blake, I sent you a voice memo, but it doesn't show on our thread, which is really helping my case of not trusting phones. Did it go through? Taylor, yes, I'm just falling asleep, but we'll listen tomorrow. Love you. Blake, it's the length of a mini series. Sleep. Blake, XX, love you. Taylor, I think this bitch knows something is coming because he's gotten out his tiny violin. And she shared a people Instagram post, the way that we share things. Stars really are just
like
us.
They really are just like us.
Yeah. And it's a People magazine Instagram post that says, Justin Baldoni reveals he was sexually traumatized by an ex-girlfriend when he was hoping to save myself for marriage. Mm. So that's what Taylor was saying. I think this bitch knows something is coming because he's gotten out his tiny violin. Mm-hmm. Blake says, it rings different when he doesn't end the story by saying, quote, did I always listen when they said no? No, like he did with me. But that must not have tested well in the focus group. Hmm. Blake, he's being honored at the Vital Voices for Women event on Monday. Taylor, this is so disgusting and I hate that he's clever about this shit. Blake, this inspiring event celebrates men who are using their platforms, influence, and leadership to elevate women, combat gender-based violence, and provide gender equality worldwide. Taylor, well, not him, her.
Blake. That sounds copy and pasted from the website.
I'm this sure inspiring what? Event. This is like when we would get scripts and we'd be like, well, we don't talk like this. I would never say that. I'd be like, this is an event for...
That's right. Yeah, like the event...
Feminist men.
The event helps do this and this and this. This inspiring event.
And gender-based violence and promote gender equality worldwide.
Copy and pasted. 100.
Blake, he's not. He just has a team. Yeah, her. And his publicist, Jennifer Abel. Blake, and the comms people at his studio. Taylor, he needs to be beaten by his, all caps, own words. Blake, everyone weighs in before we responds to a text, writes an email, or trims his hair. It's all wild. Blah, blah, blah. Let me take that back. Blake, everyone weighs in before he responds to a text, writes an email, or trims his hair. It's wild everyone participates. I think she just wrote we instead of he there.
Oh, okay.
Blake, yeah, I actually think it's important he's honored. And to all the people honoring him and not taking a moment to question, .. No one talks to him. No one will say his name. No one follows him, yet they are all close with each other, .. Maybe it was him. Nah, it was the women because they wore flowers. That's how you know.
What? What is she even? I don't even know what I'm lost.
I'm guessing this one I think she's saying is that she's like, nobody's noticing that no one is actually talking to him. No one says Justin's name, but they're all blaming the women in this group.
What do the flowers have to do with it?
I don't know if it's because people were mad at her for wearing flowers
Or were they really like, we're victims of Justin Baldoni. Let's all wear the same flower to find each other at the event.
Yeah, that's it.
That's where my mind went.
Taylor says, Jesus cracked. Taylor said Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Taylor, is everything still on track? That's why I said crack.
Oh, for the film.
Because I was saying, yeah. Blake, oh yes. Blake, a week later though. Blake, but worth the wait. Taylor, okay, that's perfect. Taylor, his own words, that's going to be powerful. Blake, that's what's wild about this entire thing. Everything is in their own words. Taylor, it's the only way to beat liars and hypocrites. Blake, can you imagine feeling as confident as these predators that you're going to always get away with it? Him accepting an award as an ally for women and Scooter going about the world with his head held high as he co-owns and funds a crisis PR company that silences women right now?
Scooter Braun?
I'm assuming. Taylor, it's like a horror film no one knows is taking place. Blake, oh, but they will. It's the only thing that can come of this. The good that protects other women from the happening to them. From this happening to them. Blake, meanwhile, I walk around feeling... Why can't I fucking see this? Oh, my God. Feeling something in apology... This is the last one. This is literally the last sentence. Literally, this is the last sentence and I can't see it. Okay. Meanwhile, I walk around feeling death sentence something. Meanwhile, I walk around feeling death sentence guilty and apologetic for being sarcastic and liking a theme party.
What's that?
Maybe that was Blake? Flower-based theme parties for the schmovie or something.
The schmovie?
The movie. And that's it. Wow. There you have them, the text, in a quick 5-second recap.
So are you saying that your opinion has changed now because of these texts? Because I'm feeling... I still don't like Blake or Ryan.
I don't either.
But I also think... I don't know.
I think this feels less calculated than I initially was thinking it was.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Because you do think about the conversations you have with your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're a fucking, like, cunning psychopath and you're thinking so many fucking steps ahead of, maybe she was like, well, let's have these conversations because I know I'm going to call him out. And now these conversations could come to light.
Well, these conversations are from December of 2024. So these conversations are after the drama has started.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, if you're just having a private conversation with, because you and I have conversations all the time and I don't think in my mind, these could go public.
Mm-hmm.
So we just say whatever we're saying. If somebody sexually harassed me and I'm telling you about it, I have no reason to lie to you in this context.
Right.
But the timing is a little strange. So now I don't know.
Right. I just, reading this, it truly, like, hearing this from the perspective of if I was talking to you and the conversations we have.
Yeah.
And I would have no reason, like, I don't have any reason to think you would make something like this up.
Right.
And so, I mean, obviously we don't know Blake. Maybe she is the kind of person that would make something like this up. But it just, these exchanges from December of 2024 feel like they give a little bit more validity.
Validity? I like validity.
We gotta cancel Funko Friday. I'm gonna sound like such an idiot.
This is the one that's going public, too.
I know.
That keeps terrifying me in the back of my head.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what it is. Like, Patreon feels like such a safe space for some reason.
I feel like we're just out in the jungle and like on a photo safari, but we're not in the car.
We're walking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing between us and the cats.
You guys are the cats.
You guys are the cats.
But it's
the
still
cool
the family. Like, it's still safe. I don't know why. I just feel like this episode is going to blow up and we're going to be famous. We're going to be the next giggly squad from this.
Yeah.
That's what everyone listening is thinking.
They're like, yeah, they won't stop giggling.
It's true. It's because we won't stop smoking the ganj.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just really thinking, like, maybe they both, maybe everybody was wrong all around.
I'm starting to feel it's that.
Yeah. Like, we don't have to pick a side.
True. Yeah. I remember feeling suspicious of, because this is around when he got that award for women.
Isn't that what she's talking about?
Yeah. That's when that happened. Right. Because that got taken away later. I love how we're now just taking and handing the words, passing them on to different people if we feel like it.
I know. And in my head, I'm like picturing him holding this stupid fucking trophy with like a cup on it, you know?
Yeah.
And they show up to his house and they're like trying to pry it out of his hands. And he's like, nah, I won this.
I actually messaged Michael Phelps and asked if I could have one of his gold medals.
Yeah, you've told me that.
When have I told you that?
Too many times.
I just had that idea in my head just now.
No, you told me. Did he reply?
No, I've never actually done it.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I'm like, it's like a joke. We got to be in the comedy category.
maybe some more brainstorming before you go public.
I thought this was family.
What's our time at?
42.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really took a lot of time.
Well, and the thing is, there's still more, so we could still talk about this next week.
Okay. Well, and more might come out, too, because we didn't talk about Jenny Slate.
Well, that's what I mean. There's more stuff.
Yeah.
What was the other name? What was the other celebrity name involved that I've heard recently?
Who isn't it?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny Depp. Yeah.
What was that headline? Do you remember?
Ryan brings Johnny Depp into Blake Lively fight.
He's like, give me some tips from Amber Heard.
It's probably something ridiculous. Like, he reached out to him to ask for his lawyer's info or some shit. And they're making it a big deal.
Yeah.
I truly don't know. I'm sure I'll find out after this and be really wrong.
I will say, no matter what comes out, I don't think I'll ever be a Ryan Reynolds fan again.
Yeah. I saw a comment that was like, I really hope this doesn't ruin Just Friends for me. Because there's also an email he sent to someone else that sounded Deadpool-y they were talking about. Oh, yes. To Colleen Hoover.
Yes, yes,
so we'll get into that too. But someone was like, I hope this doesn't ruin Just Friends for me. And someone else was like, I can't watch it the same. And like, I watch it this year because I watch it every Christmas. And it is in the back of my mind every time I watch a Ryan Reynolds movie now that I just don't think I like him.
Yeah, it's hard. I was wondering this actually the other day, how some people I can separate from the character and push through watching it, and others I can't.
But that's different.
What do you mean?
Because you're talking about separating them from an unlikable character, right?
No.
What are you
separating them from? Because they're a bad person as an actor. Separating them from a character I like.
Oh, okay.
And that can be like Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. Michael Richards. Cannot like
what about Jerry Seinfeld? He sucks.
Well, and also now Jerry Seinfeld. I can only really like George and Elaine, but that's a show that I'll still watch despite that,
right? Yeah,
Frasier, Kelsey Grammer's
right,
Psycho,
true,
but I'll watch that. Mm-hmm. But then there's other things where like I won't watch, I literally can't think of a single show I won't watch right now.
That you won't watch?
Because of somebody in it. Or like Harry Potter. I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to read those books again. And I'm not watching any new Harry Potter stuff.
Right.
It's just hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, anyway. Because I like a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that one where it's called If? It's about the imaginary friends?
No.
It's really sweet. I like that movie a lot. You should watch it.
You know what movie got ruined for me from him and I'm really upset about it?
Deadpool?
No. I was never a big Deadpool fan.
I love Deadpool.
Landon, my nephew, he's been Deadpool like for Christmas, for Halloween, the last maybe 4 years, and he's 6 years old.
That's
seven, six.
Crazy.
He loves Deadpool.
Is he wearing the same costume or does he need it to be sized up?
I don't know.
Kate, these are the
is
answers
he wearing
we
the
need.
Same costume? I don't know. He might be.
Kate turned off the show after you made fun of her for being a crazy Swiftie in the audience.
That was this episode.
It was.
But you love Deadpool.
I do. Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah. I just like Deadpool as a superhero.
Yeah.
Or anti-hero, whatever the fuck we're supposed to call him.
Yeah.
But,
The Proposal.
I
love that movie.
I love a ton of Ryan Reynolds movies.
It's hard, though, to watch. It's harder to watch now. I haven't been able to watch it since our fallout.
Wow, that's serious stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
But well, yeah, so we'll talk about
that. We were going to talk about dreams.
I know, we
still
would.
It's been 2 weeks and we haven't talked about our crazy dreams. But next week we'll talk about dreams because nothing new will happen, I'm
Don't
sure.
Don't you dare. Should I knock on wood? I can't take. You can't put that kind of stuff out right now. The world is literally hanging on by a thread.
We will talk about dreams.
Dream.
We're also going to probably tell stories on this show since we're not doing that on the regular episode right now. Oh my God, this is so off the rails.
All right, we're done.
Okay, we love you guys. We hope that you sign up for Fun Cut Friday if you haven't already, because it's, I love it.
Yeah. Find us on Instagram at Arisha Skidmore Williams, at Brooke Ziffrin, and at Almost Fameless Pod.
Do we do this at the end of Fun Cut Friday?
I don't know, but since it's going on the regular one.
Wow, you've really changed. I feel like, honestly, I'm talking to someone who's sending out a corporate podcast.
To 200 employees.
Like, just come back, please.
I can't.
But yeah,
I have
us.
Dragons.
God.
Or I am a dragon?
No, you have them.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.